I try to do things, it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated, and like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I'm concentrating it real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out, just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talked about it, so why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself, but they just keep bugging me, they just keep bugging me, and it fills up inside, just comes to institutionalized, I'll call my brain much buzz on ice, you will not have any. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall thinking about everything. But then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't even hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know. Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. Clean my shirt with long sleeves. I'm running back a tree like thieves. Drive you up because you're lazy. It's too much to help. I was sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've been noticing lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. We're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? And what are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your schools, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities? So how can you say I'm crazy? Say they're going to fix my brain, leave you suffering and my pain. By the time they fix my head mentally, I'll be dead. Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car.